Can I tell you my dentist story?
Please do.
Back in the 90s, when we first moved out to Washington, I thought I ate really well, but I decided to get a CSA share from a local farm. There were so many mustard greens in this box, so I was bound to determine that I wasn't going to let one speck of that really carefully grown greenery go to waste. And I was eating and eating and eating those greens. 6 months later, when I went for my regular 6-month hygienist checkup, my hygienist said to me, "I don't know what you're doing, but your gums look really, really good." And the only thing that I could tell her was that, wow, it's because I'm eating all these greens fresh from this CSA box that I get every week.
Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Holly Westcott from Heartbeat Gardens. That's B-E-E-T, which is the Beatles way of spelling heartbeat.
The vegetable way.
The vegetable way, right, because you grow vegetables. You're a farmer in Ashfield, and you brought a beautiful basket filled with greens. So what do we have in there?
This little baggie is microgreens.
Because they're small.
Yes, they are packed with nutrition.
So I hear.
At this stage.
What do you mean at that stage?
The stage where it's the seed leaves that come out before the first true leaves come. For whatever reason, nature just planned it that way. Those leaves are packed with.
Probably because it wants to explode into what it's going to become, but we stop it just in time to steal all of its energy.
So much better than eating veal.
Well, that's arguable. It's like why I like to spend so much time with babies, so I can steal their energy.
Absolutely.
And then I eat them as well.
And the advantage for people who maybe don't like to bend over quite so much in the field, I grow these in trays on shelves. Yeah.
In a greenhouse or where?
Yes.
Is everything you're growing in a greenhouse?
These crops that I have today, yes, absolutely. It's been really cold.
Yeah, totally.
I'm beginning to plant the outside crops, but it's in between the showers.
Are you beginning as a farmer? How long is this? Have you been doing this?
This is a second career for me, yes.
Uh-huh. When did you start?
Heartbeat Gardens actually started in 2016. I've been at the market. This will be my third season.
And the market being the Ashfield Farmers Market.
Yes.
Ashfield, it's a magic land for me. Every time I go to Ashfield, I feel like I'm on vacation with Elmer's and with Double Edge and with the Lake House and the lake itself. It's just such a wonderful thing. And the farmers market is wonderful too. But you think it could be more wonderful.
I do. My dream is that we'll have more people coming to the market.
Why do you think you can expand? Like, who can you reach who's not yet coming?
I think there are a lot of people, even the people who live in town, who maybe stay away from it because they think that the food might be a little bit more expensive than what they can afford or what they want to pay.
Mm.
Or it's just sort of a new thing and they're more traditional residents in the town.
Right.
It also could be the folks who have SNAP benefits and are thinking that it's way outside their reach. But there are vendors at the farmer's market who they take SNAP benefits, and it's a really wonderful opportunity for people to get that kind of local, really good food.
Absolutely. You said that this is a second career for you. What was your first career?
I was a compost specialist at the State Department of Ecology in Washington State.
Uh-huh. So not overly different because we need your compost to grow food. So what made you want to leave poop behind and grow things in poop instead?
Well, I think there's such value in having government folks be really committed to their work, and I was. There's also real value in having people bring direct produce to people and bring that same kind of really deep, important message about it while providing the actual food. So as a bureaucrat, I wasn't making compost. I was more in the world of regulating compost and actually creating the legal and the regulatory structure around compost. And this is different.
It's interesting because a lot of times people say, well, I started off and I did something with my hands and then I wanted to have a bigger impact. And you're kind of moving in the other direction where you had a more general impact on those who needed to interact with compost at a state level. So what's the message that your greens bring?
That everybody needs really good food. Everybody needs to be eating greens every day.
And you've also shared with me that you want to become a farmer at the market that accepts SNAP.
Yes.
So why is that important to you?
Because the people who, and I have to say, I've been in that situation where I needed assistance in my life. And those are the folks who need this kind of nutrition the most.
Absolutely.
And I really want to be able to have the greens that I grow available to them.
So what other greens did you bring here today? You brought the microgreens.
Yes. And I have some spinach here. I have tatsoi, parsley, which is really important in my market operation. These are Egyptian walking onions.
Hmm. Do they walk like an Egyptian onion?
Well, you're gonna love this one. The first time that I brought them to the market, I wanted to show people how they grow. So I said, well, I'll just stick them in this boot. So I did. I put the soil and put the onions in the boot and had it in front of the booth, not even recognizing that, oh my gosh, they're Egyptian walking onions in a boot. Until one of my customers pointed out, very good pun.
I love it.
Yeah. I also have, I have two different kinds of parsley. And the one thing that I do at the market is I have a flock of chickens, layers, and I bring the eggs to the market and I grill parsley, green onions, and various different greens. And then I put the egg on top of it. And people love having the greens with the egg.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And my booth is right next to Bread Euphoria. So people will buy a croissant or a bagel and they'll bring it over to me. I'll heat it up a little bit, put the eggs inside with all those greens, and they have the best egg sandwich ever.
Now, do you do that at people's houses, I'm wondering?
I do it at my house all the time.
We're all coming over then. Holly Westcott from Heartbeat Gardens in Ashfield, who's at the Ashfield Farmers Market on Saturday, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks.
And Monty, this is our 400th show. 8 years, Monty.
400 farmers or farm producers.
There you
that
go.
I
just
handed me a box.
I think we now have.
I'm
enough.
Glad you're keeping track of this.
Oh, well, I do somehow.
400.
I do count it up each time. And we wanted you to have every single T-shirt pretty much we've ever done.
Oh, thank you.
And
T-shirts
then
through the ages.
Incredible jam from someone you know, too.
Oh, Beaumont Berries. Love it. Thank you so much. You can find out more about CISA and see these wonderful shirts and find out who makes jams and is growing microgreens at buylocalfood.org.